What's good? What's good, fellas? We back live from Vietnam.
Peace, peace, peace.
We got Big Face. We got Ilzy. We got Mr. J. And I'm Paul Masson. And Mr. Jones didn't make it.
Again.
I thought he was. Yeah. I told him I'm going to replace him with Soulja Boy or somebody.
Somebody more popular like Soulja Boy.
You!
Don't show up. Never make it out of the hood.
Well, hey, brothers, from your boy Big Face, I appreciate seeing y'all all light and bright on this motherfucker.
Word up, man. So what's up, man? What's the feedback from the last episode, man? I heard a lot of people.
I mean, people definitely paid attention and noticed. I was gonna start with a short dialogue since y'all got me moderating it, and we'll get into the little subject. You know, we're all like old heads with you know, young personalities that think young. We come from a time where female rappers were a little more diverse, you know, and I'm gonna name some names when we were coming up. You know, you had your Missy Elliott's, Little Kim's, MC Lights, Lauryn Hill's, Foxy's, The Brats, Eve's, Raw Digger, Jean Grey, Lady of Rage, Remy Ma, Yo-Yo, Roxanne Shante, The Originator, Moni Love, Bahamadia, Mia X, Shauna, Ladybug, Mecca. I mean, there's a lot of diversity there. You got your hard female rappers. You got your intellectual female rappers. You got your sexy female rappers. Now we only got one female rapper. So my question is, like, what do you think of the state of the female rapper in hip hop?
Oh, man. Why did you ask me this question? Yeah. Man, I don't even want to ask.
What's your opinion of the female rappers today?
Yo, I think, matter of fact, there was a show on Netflix that just, there was like a whole series that was called, God damn, I can't even remember it now, but it was all about
Ladies First.
Ladies First. That's it. Watch that. But it was all about all the female MCs and women in hip hop culture over time. You know what I mean? And like, hip hop has really been hard on women. It's really been like, you know, what would they say? What's the word? Massage.
Misogynistic.
It's been, you know, like you know from Two Live Crew to Too Short, you know what I'm saying, to even Snoop pimps up hoes down, like, you know what I mean, but you gotta admit, you know, it's been hard on women. Another thing, I guess the other avenue coming from it is my daughter is an MC, like, you know what I'm saying? And she's in her femininity being an MC now. You know, it's always been like most female rappers are lesbian. You know what I'm saying? Are rumored to be. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, I love them.
Coming in hot.
Yo,
like, he's dead, man.
Yo, I'm saying all that to say is that, you know, there's not just one female rapper these days. You got Sarah, you got Rhapsody, you know what I'm saying? You got, along with Megan Thee Stallion, I fucks with Megan Thee Stallion. She got bars, this bitch can rap. She is,
but you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like the list he said, though. I mean, he got a point. I mean, the talent, the diversification in the talent of female MCs in the 90s was way doper than now. I mean, and I think that is because back then, if y'all recall, man, a lot of those women were always attached to a camp of males. Okay?
It was the queen of whatever the crew was, you know what I'm saying?
In Bahamadia, it was the camp, Lil Camp, and Foxy, you know what that was, you know, Lil Kim, you know what that was. So they not only, they got to be around some really dope MCs, but the MCs wrote for them in instances. You know what I'm saying? And of course, it not also, but get back on point with that, I'll say this, because my booty ain't brown, but the state of female rap, I mean, it is. I mean, you can say what you want. You a hater, you an old cat, you whatever, Nah, man. I mean, I fuck with Rhapsody. Of course I do. She's from North Carolina and she has a message. So, but I mean, I'm
but she's not really mainstream.
But look, listen, that's right. So, I mean, I ain't no get off my lawn cat. I fuck with.
What is mainstream? What is mainstream? Is it because you saw it in the fucking Super Bowl?
This is what mainstream is to me.
Corporations.
Little shake and scratch and sniff, little such and such. That's mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, go ahead.
Everything from our era is underground now. Everything from our era is underground. Unless you got Kendrick or Cole, everything from our era is underground. So all of it's really mainstream until you get to the Rhapsodies and these other names. You know, but yeah, another thing is another aspect back in the days, the females were making it off of their talent because they could spit. Now you have to throw in, they got to have a cute face, ass, and titties.
Store-bought ass.
Yeah. I want to put it's like they all have to have the
BBLs.
Yeah, the big titties, the cute face, and the fat ass. Do they all gotta have it? I mean, For the mainstream, it is.
What's the difference between that and the rest of capitalism, the rest of commercialism?
Like you said earlier, Zach, you said it was misogynistic, but so is rock and roll, so is jazz, so is every genre is male dominated. Let's not be twisted here.
Because of the way it's set up, though. I mean, and male domination, that's the other thing, too. It's like domination. You know what I'm saying? Like, why even think like that?
We dominate everything in the world, man, from factories to wars to paying taxes to suicides. We dominate every category, man. This is
Number one. I feel you, though, shit.
Mr. J, what are you thinking on this?
I mean, the whole thing is, you know, we're testing a lot of different corners. You know, the commercial aspect of this is really what's ruining what the females look like today. You know, there was a time when Big signed Lil' Kim or had Lil' Kim, you know, on his roster. He didn't want to hear, you know, she was talking a little bit more rough, a little bit more rugged, and he basically told her, look, guys don't want to hear that. They want to hear this. Now, necessarily, that wasn't true. You know what I'm saying? It was more for the commercial edge, even though in his mind, he may have not thought that way. But that's the kind of line we're on now with a lot of the major artists.
What are y'all listening to right now? What are y'all listening to as far as female rap right now? Like, what?
I don't listen to any female rap.
None.
Me neither.
Like, none.
Rhapsody is number one.
The only one I would want to give a listen to would be Rhapsody. That'd be it.
Another underground female, Eternia, that used to be.
I like that Scarlet chick. Scarlet.
Scarlet is wrong. But I like Scarlet
because she's different than all the other chicks. She's not enough for booty and ass.
I'm going to say, as a DJ, I play music a lot. And I see people's reaction to music a lot. And the female rappers that are on top right now, definitely them, Meg Thee Stallion, definitely. Whenever she rhymes, all the women rhyme along with her. They feel her. They feel like she's speaking for them.
You know? I do think Thee Stallion has got the girl.
Yo, you can't, I mean, in the like the productions, the beats that she's yo. She's raw. Like she's dope.
You think she's beautiful? One of them that looks kind of real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as you're that, Paul and Jay, I like to get both of you. That's all y'all. Paul, your opinion, especially. What's this stuff that's coming out now about Cardi B and her old man trying to kill? Nicki Minaj.
The Nicki Minaj,
yeah.
Getting Offset, and they want them dead. From what I understand.
And her Nicki Minaj's husband supposedly on house arrest over it.
The beef
because they went on IG.
Man, they got too much money to be having them kind of problems, man. It's
even like that.
It's stupid. It's just bad behavior, man. Like you should be able to
I like be the best. I like
one
Cardi.
One time, fellas, one time.
Because Cardi B was from the hood. She brought herself up as a stripper from the bootstraps. I don't dig some of the shit she said on media, but and as an artist, I fuck with her. Like, I fuck with her music. She sounds dope.
You can tell her heart's in it.
Ever since Bodak Yellow, Cardi to me, man, Nicki Minaj, man, I mean, she's done her thing. I think that little Barbie niche. I think she's had her, to be honest with you.
Man, Nicki back in the day had one of the strongest pins out of anybody, man. Like, if you look at how she was putting together her cadences and her rhyme styles, that whole Young Money camp.
What a time.
You know, for years, Nicki was bubbling under the surface. She was being groomed by like six different camps. Nicki was a sure thing 10 years before she came out. I met a producer who was working with her in South Carolina like 5 or 6 years before she came out. She was an industry plant as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, she had been grinding. That's the.
She was different than when she was a rapper. Jay, I'm sorry, James. Go ahead, elaborate.
I mean, she had been grinding. She's one of those last few that you saw, like, there were several different people who came up and they had been grinding for at least 5 or 6 years before they actually popped. She was the last of that. She was the last of that. Like,
she was on the circuit. And she had several producers.
The DVD mixtapes too, like all that stuff.
Well, what about anyway, this? What do we think about the lack of female rappers in Fayetteville? Do we have any opinion on that?
I mean, we got some dope ones here. I mean, Lady Rain is dope. I like A-Game.
I remember her. Yeah, I remember her.
Well, go ahead. Cammy got bars.
Yep. But I mean, personally, for what I listen to, you know, I listen to A-Game. She got a couple singles I like. And Lady Rain, I've always respected. She can straight up spit. I don't give a fuck what nobody said.
Okay. Anything else y'all want to elaborate on?
Man, I know I got the best female rapper in Fayetteville in my house right now.
No doubt.
Okay. What's the rap name?
You got to look it up. I'm not going to divulge anything. Do your research.
But what's the rap name?
You need to tell that shit.
I'm not getting no divulging any information. If
no rap names or nothing?
Nothing. Not even.
How you gonna look something up if you don't know the rap name?
Yeah, I'm too about the relationship with her on the rap tip. She hates it when I big her up. She hates it when I like.
How old is your daughter, Jess? How old is your daughter?
She's 19. She'll be 20 next year.
We need to get Paula G.A.'s daughter raps. We need to get them to do a one together. That'd be dope. Fire right there.
That would be dope.
And Paula G.A., I know you watching, so, you know, saying his ass be up.
My daughter don't fuck with me like that on any advice I try to give her, any rap shit. It's uncool. It's not cool. It's dead. It's like, you know what I'm saying? She don't fuck with me like that. So that's why I don't even want to put her name out there or say anything. Cause I don't want to divulge, you know. I don't want to break, you know what I'm saying. Her shit is raw though. I'm just saying that she raw.
Well, I'm proud Papa.
People who don't know, and you know what I'm saying. Eventually, the world will know. But as far as I know, like, she's the best.
Paul, come on, Paul, crack the whip.
So, do you think we need more female rappers in the game? You think there's enough, or just not, or they're not enough?
We need more, man. We need all types of voices in the game, man. We need all types of diverse voices, man. Everybody needs a representative, somebody they can connect to and be inspired to do this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we all have our favorite rapper. The rapper that was like, you know what? I can do that. Or, you know what? I'm going to do that. That's it. When you heard that, it was like, that's what I want to do. So everybody has that rapper. Like, what's your favorite rapper, Paul? At the time, what was the joint? It was like, yo, I'm gonna start rhyming. I want to be a hip hop.
Guru. For me, it was Guru. For me, it was Work. For me, it was that old late '80s Gangstar, man. God, I mean, like, oh man, for sure, man.
Those are classic. Prem and Guru. Like, and what's crazy is they didn't even sell millions of albums. It was just for who knew. You know what I'm saying? It was just for, like, yo, when it touched you, the beats is like.
That's it. true, man. That's the reason I rhyme. That's the reason I started writing, man.
Yeah, and
Boomer
was already really like pop. He was like,
on subject though, to get zesty, I'm a corral, Jay. I mean, we need that feminine energy in hip hop. We're always gonna have it, so I don't understand. I mean, I would honestly say that the females are a little more famous right now than the males. I mean, I hear more about the females in on my Yahoo and my news every day than I hear about Drake or, you know, anybody else. So I mean, the females.
I think a lot of that is because they're working together. They're working together and now, you know.
That too. And can I throw this out there? The females don't really got to worry about the shoot 'em up, bang bang aspect of hip hop either, which strays away a lot of advertisers and sponsors and things of that nature. So the females are winning because they get. I mean, Ice Spice got the commercial with Ben Affleck for the coffee.
You know, yeah, I just saw that today. That's crazy.
I heard Ben Affleck tried to smash.
I mean, I would have too.
That's no. She got pinky toed.
Yeah, so they're working together.
Your hair one time.
Yeah, they're working together, not fighting it, and they're getting a sponsor.
I could shoot that with a fat ass.
I mean, just right now, what Cardi and Megan said they were getting ready to go on a tour together, you know, try to set it up for next year, do an EP together. That's something that wasn't happening before. So, you know, you got to be able to work with it. We got, you know, as guys, I guess we got to work our way back in and work our way back in the network, try to, you know, support them and build up this whole thing.
And women are known for not working together as well as men when it comes to this shit. You know what I'm saying? So that is definitely a big, you know, step.
I'm gonna take.
And I think the argument can be made that, you know, the way corporate entities wanted to work that kept that going. I don't know if it initially started it, but it definitely kept it going.
Labels power is at an all time low, bro. I mean, people are moving around with it however they want, but they're gonna figure. You know, the powers that be gonna figure out a way to control it. I will say this, man. Hip hop is collaboratively at an all-time high because we came in an era where you didn't collaborate, man. I would punch Paul in the face, man. Like, we ain't doing no track together. That's a white rapper fave, but I got to battle this dude to the death.
Say that one more time.
I just want to. You know, in the era of today, I would be seeking Paul out to do a track. You feel me? Me, Paul, and Nera, we'd have got together. We'd have done the track together. It would have been dope. But see, that's how hip hop is now. I like that. I see them seeking each other out. That's dope to me. That hip hop is best to me.
Yo, that is. It's a great spirit to be in where we can all work together and, you know, collaborate. Because you're more prolific when you work together. When minds come together, you're going to be more productive.
Exactly.
That's what the city need to do. That's what I'm saying. That's what they are doing.
So I love that Paul did this. Like, he reached out to us and did this because this is doing something about it, though. You feel me? Yeah. This is not just sitting there on the phone. We're talking to each other. This is us doing something about it. So, and I hope that we are able to do this, and everybody listening right now in the bill, we love y'all, 26 and this is what we want to do. Get all you, and we can, you know, come and get to a live Vietnam show with three dope artists in a venue. Now let's really, we got the scene, let's solidify it. That's all the scene is there to tell us that. This needs to be solidified. Cats need to understand their power and just be good with it. You know what I'm saying?
And feed off of each other, definitely.
Yeah.
The other thing we need to do is, like you said, using this platform to connect with the artists that's out there, man. You need to start inviting people on, you know, so they can put their wares out there, you know, and kind of like collaborate. But back to the female MC aspect, I just wanted to mention this, man. And then 89, I got Eyes on This, and it changed my life. Motherfucking MC Light, Eyes on This album. Have you ever heard that? Cha-cha.
Oh, absolutely.
Stop Looking, Listen. If you haven't heard them songs, go Google them now. But the beats was so dope at the time. And the rhyme flow, she was just like sliding over the tracks.
Oh, yeah. You remember that during that time, people were saying MC Light could eat dudes up. She was the first chick that came out that was like, yo, she might eat
She was killing. She killed Antoinette. She killed Roxanne Shanté. You know what I'm saying? 10% diss.
By the way, you might not know she killed Lean Q. There was a rapper named Lean Q. This chick was dope.
ISIS from the
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, had her on our Empire joint, the message to hip hop.
My favorite female MC of all time is Bahamadia. A lot of y'all cats, go ahead and Google Bahamadia. You'll be fucking, she'll blow your mind, bro.
She's got a steady delivery. She's got a smooth like flow and delivery that goes real steady.
Philly poet, two snaps in a circle type shit. You know what I'm saying? That old Camp Lova.
Man, my favorite is True Honey Buns. True Honey Buns.
Running through me. Got the bubble.
That was the joint right there, yo.
I forgot to mention Heather B earlier too. All Glocks Down.
All Glocks Down. I got that album.
Heather B was super hard. Heather B was super hard, yo.
I met Heather B one time. We were doing a show in Florence, South Carolina, and she was the coolest person in the world, man. She was like
over. Went on MTV, the first Real World. Which, come on, man, make bananas. Heather B has been doing behind the scenes work as an executive for years since then. True, I mean, she's definitely one of the pillars of that, right?
Yeah, she's on Urban View now on X every now and then. She got her own show. She was there with Sway too in the morning. But yeah, she's still active. She's still active, man. Shout out to B.
I think that Real World.
And of course, Lauryn Hill, to me, the dopest MC, female MC word for word of all of them. But you know, I don't believe she had her issue. Okay, look, I think the narrative on Lauryn is Lauryn went crazy. I don't think that's at all true. I think Lauryn is mad smart. I think she didn't like the way the industry was, and the industry labeled her, and they Dave Chappelle'd her. You know what I'm saying? Lauryn Hill will murder everybody in this mother right here. Like, I mean, we were robbed of her. We were robbed of her. We should have five albums of Lauryn Hill. Right?
The verses on the solo album and the verses on her solo album are some of the best rhymes ever written.
She should have been Biggie Smalls of female rap, man. That's all to it.
It feels like you got to think about the pressure that she's under to be the one, you know what I mean? And the whole entertainment industry.
Everything she ever wrote, even as a teenager, if you go back and do your research, she's a fucking on her own right. She's a Kurt Vonnegut writer. So I don't know what every rest of it is. I wish I would have did, but
I think part of her thing was her relationship with Wyclef that kind of, you know, threw some things off.
Wow, dude, man.
Man, love Wyclef shit too, man. Wyclef music is fucking excellent, but
One at a time. All right. So, who we think out of all the female rappers had the biggest impact?
Lauryn Hill.
That's who I'm thinking too. Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill and Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. I think girls to this day still look up to Queen. Her name is Queen. Queen Latifah. Like she took that. Like that's, you know what I mean? Like I am
the best.
Yeah. She's the special that just came out was named after one of her songs, her and Ladies First.
She's like the LL Cool J of female rap.
That's what I'm about to say. She's had the longevity. She's had the longevity.
And they followed the same path. They went into TV, they went into the movies, the same deal. I will say this, back in the day, I fucked with Latifah the hardest because I fucked with UNITY. I fucked with her songs. Like, you fucked with Latifah. I punch you dead in your eye. Like, she was a real one. And she wasn't trading sex. She was the only one that wasn't trading. Like, she was a big girl. But you know what? She exudes sex appeal too, though. So
Definitely. Man.
Let's take it this way, though. Are you Big Face about to get flagged on YouTube?
Blast off.
Thanks, Big Face.
The flower. This thing
going down again.
Got you.
This is all right now.
See me
flagged again. Come on, man. You're gonna get a flag, man. We just got flagged last week, man.
Oh,
I told you that, man. Like, they removed the channel because some BS, so we can't give them no ammunition, man. If they're removing us for something we didn't even do, now you're giving them ammunition, man.
Say perhaps. Now
you're giving them ammunition, man. You know how them liberals do, man. Come on, man.
Say perhaps.
You know they're trying to. You know they're trying to censor us right now. All right, so let's stray this way. So we're saying Queen Latifah and Lauryn Hill had the biggest impact, but who we saying is the most successful? Is it Queen Latifah, Nicki Minaj?
Right, Nicki or Cardi, they make the most money.
Nicki or Cardi, that's what I'm thinking. It's one of the newer.
Well, yeah, from right? strictly off of music, success, it's probably Nicki Cardi. Bigger influence overall is definitely Queen because she's still back and forth, and her joint on that last Rhapsody album, her verse on that is crazy.
Jay, while you're saying that, she's Oscar nominated too.
Yeah,
it might be Queen Latifah, man. I mean,
Queen Latifah because you got thrown in the movies.
The TV shows.
Cover Girl?
Age production, bro. She got a tone
here. Man, look, she had Flavor Unit Records back in the 90s. She had her own record.
Yeah. Rolling with the flavor, that whole thing's dope.
Queen! Leave it to her, Queen! Queen is hyped up.
and she was, you know, she was married to Trench, and then she put that motherfucker out.
Now, one thing I will say about this newer generation is all these females coming out in the mainstream are impacting and influencing the game heavily. Every last single one of them are having major influence.
Can I say something? This whole booty old brown chick, she got the fucking go.
Embarrassed to play it, man. I'll be
like, come on,
I'm playing.
All I can do is laugh about that song. I can't take it seriously. All I can do is laugh about it. Are you either gonna laugh or you gonna cry?
One at a time, fellas.
Goddamn now.
Hey, but
like that bitch that has scoliosis that gave the heart a head to scrape the teeth back in the day. Fuck her. A dub.
Fuck shots.
Isn't the worst part of being a DJ?
Man, playing songs you don't like.
Talk to Pet Cemetery that was in the bed.
Man, DJ, no requests. Fuck your opinion.
You're a brown booty hole too. Yeah. I bet that shit open. I bet you can blow Whistling Dixon on that.
Nasty.
And Piccoli over there.
Nasty. Shame. She was like, bitch, I'm a hoe. I don't know what all our friends are. I'm a hoe.
Now, what are y'all going to do if we get another sexy red? What are y'all going to do if we get another sexy red?
Look, and it's been sexy to red since 1923, man.
One's enough, right?
Man, they know the way. It was always going to be subscribed. I'm
going to be purple because somebody punched me in it. I'm waiting for the face.
Well, let me ask y'all this. What do y'all think about I think it was a middle school or high school having her come perform there? Would you like?
Oh, come on, man. Come on.
You want your kid at that show?
I mean, here's the thing. Did she do Pound Town for the kids? Is it that low?
No, there's a whole video.
I mean, she came out and did Pound Town for the kids, really.
What teacher?
Middle school or high school? It was middle school or high school.
Ah, man, that's terrible. That's awful.
middle school, bro.
That's and what terrible, right?
Said, I got a great idea. Let's get Uncle Luke to come to Kelvin Biatch at the pep rally.
Man.
My parents, well, we from my parents wouldn't let me get earrings. Fuck them motherfuckers. Now we allow, we supposed to let our kids kick us in the nuts.
Nah, fuck them kids. Fuck them kids.
I was in the way.
Special health rally. Special health pep rally right there.
Terrible. Terrible. All day.
So, Mr. Jay, you ain't got no you ain't had no other topic for us today. You had one last week.
I think I broke my chair on that booty old brown shit. And this chair is expensive, goddamn.
Okay, let me ask you.
Got completely thrown off.
How long is she gonna last?
How long
about is- yesterday? Yesterday, everything already played out.
Listen, man.
She shakes her ass like a letter.
One at a time, fellas.
Here's the thing, though. Once the artist created and is put out into the world, it's immortal. It's out there. It's on the internet. It's she's going to live forever.
But in life,
her commercial viability is not going to be that long.
100 years from now, they're going to be researching 2023.
And James,
the video will play for you in hologram.
Her commercial viability won't last long, but you know, because it's going to be whoever is going to be the one to go the furthest, who's going to push the line even further than she did. You know, they're going to be the one who's going to be.
I take my yellow discharge and roll it in the blunt.
Yo, Eminem was saying some wild shit like that too.
What a time, man.
Was the shit that we liked though. We liked the wildest shit you can fucking say on a record, man.
You gotta.
But it was a punchline. It was a punchline. It wasn't the punchline.
Did you just compare Sexy Red to Eminem?
I mean, as far as saying some wild shit on a record for shock value, yes.
Yeah, well, he
yes, yes.
But it was a punchline, though. What he's saying was is a punchline.
One time, man. It's three people talking.
It's getting some ketchup with my French fried knees.
Yo. It's easy for us to criticize her for saying my group is wrong. But would you say it? Hell no. Would I say it? Hell no. Would you say that shit? No. So she put on booty hole brown. She's wearing that.
It definitely got shock factor.
Hey, you got to admit, though, that booty hole brown was some genius shit. When I heard that, like,
my pussy is pink. My booty hole brown. Nigga, shock value. Shock value on 120.
That's something you say drunk in the studio. That wasn't even like.
No, it's shock value.
She was drunk. She was drunk and she couldn't figure out a line.
Now we talking about it right now. Right now, we like, yo, that was some wild shit, bitch. That shit was.
No, on the other side of the window on your face. We're not going to keep that. Let's run.
Run it back, man. Run it back.
No, studio time is up.
Studio time's running out.
You were doing, but can we use another phraseology?
So do y'all think that line is why that song became a hit?
Yes. What? Yes.
All day.
Trump of fucking rappers.
100%.
Damn, it's getting easy. It's getting easy when you can just say...
Listen.
What is that? Is that even a bar? That's not even a bar, is it? My booty hole brown.
Man, she kicking some whole shit. She just kicking some whole shit. She just she kicking some
bar.
Listen. She kicking some whole shit. Hoes feeling. Million records sold. That's it. She picking for the hoes. The hoes gotta have a voice too.
Yes!
Yeah.
What is that?
But she don't voice the hoes.
Voice the hoes, people. That's the voice too.
All Gucci with the long ass hairs, like the pussies. Business in the back, front, party in the back, you know, whatever.
Man.
You're going to have to
move. Has there ever been a worse female rapper than this one?
Has there ever been worse?
Yeah.
So Cold and the D was pretty bad. You remember that one? So Cold and the D. Y'all ever seen that video? That was pretty bad.
It's like the same effect that Wet Ass Pussy as the name of a song had. As soon as that chick named her pussy, named that song Wet Ass Pussy, she knew she was going platinum. She was getting all the news, all the news. And then they tried to ban, what's that Christmas song, Baby It's Cold Outside? They canceled it. At the time, Wet Ass Pussy was the number one song in America.
That's what I'm saying is that the reason, the hate propelled the song, though. It pissed, you know what I'm saying? Everybody hated that shit so much they talked about it. I can't believe that bitch named that shit Wet Ass Pussy. Everybody going like a fucking monster. You know what I'm saying?
Booty hole can be fat as fuck. I eat it. Gross. You know, my booty hole crusty. My booty hole gray. It's kind of grayish beige.
Beige.
And plus, nothing rhymes with grayish beige.
No. What's next? The booty hole got a mullet?
Ah, shit, this is Devin, yo. I got a dip.
My raps. How about that?
LZ got to roll out, so.
I got to roll, LZ. Hey, next Friday. Ladies night, Mug Cafe, 9 motherfucking 2 a.m.
Fucked up with the ladies. They're not going to be happy. They're not happy.
Yeah. Come out. Yak and roll. I'll see y'all next Friday.
All right, so
here's the nipples.
Where were we? Sexy Red, WAP. And you know, this is the thing though. How do we know that they got WAPs? They might have DOPs. Dry ass coochies, first of all. But
be honest with you,
man. I don't like where the state of the female rapper is gone.
Now, bro.
I think the state of the Once again, it goes two levels. It's commercial versus underground or independent. If you're looking on the independent, you'll probably find more lyrical females than you'll find on the commercial, because the commercial wants to exercise all the salaciousness, all the, you know, extra stuff that's going to get hits and clicks. You know, you're just not going to get that pushed. Unless we demand it, you know.
But in comparison to the male rappers, right? At least us in the mainstream, we got Kendrick, Cole, Kanye when he's not acting crazy, you know. I guess you could throw in a Rick Ross. I'm a big Rick Ross fan. We got, you know, people that actually make some good music. Who else? Joyner Lucas.
Joyner.
I don't know if I really call him mainstream.
Man,
he's somewhere on the cusp. Like he's kind of like in and out.
Best-selling independent artist of all time, number one, with 3 billion streams by himself, never been signed.
I don't know if I would consider any of these independent artists mainstream.
Man, if you're making $10 million a year in the music business, I would call you mainstream.
I don't think that's what dictates it.
I think what you're calling mainstream, I think I categorize as commercial.
I think same thing. But it's not, it's really about.
But everyone's going to like it. It's real easy to swallow type shit. It's nothing controversial. You know, it's right middle of the road, like Muzak for hip hop. And then commercial, but the record labels push and they saturate until you're going to like it. It's still constant there tonight. We're going to play it so many times, you're going to like it, whether it's horrible or not.
And it does seem like the males and the females got the same problem. It's just the males all sound the same sound. Females all sound the same or look the same or, you know, have the same marketing, content going on. It's nothing out the box, nothing different. It's all one thing after another, but it's the same one thing after another.
Oh, yeah, I agree, Paul. I mean, 100%.
Where does it go from?
It's that commercial calculus that goes across, it goes across every industry, every entertainment thing. It's what they decide the formula is that's selling. And until people decide, okay, we've had enough of this, we want to do something else, then you get the same type of stuff. Because like I said, years before, you used to have Wu-Tang, and Wu-Tang was selling. And you hear, a gang of different songs and stuff like that. And you may hear a few people who sound like Wu-Tang, but you weren't going to hear the vast amount of people who sound like Wu-Tang. You were looking for something in that vein that sounded...
Fucking sound like Wu-Tang.
Original.
I'll say this, man. Everything's cyclical in music, man. Whether it be rock and roll, pop, hip hop, it goes from the poppy sweet sound to the really street sound to the poppy sweet sound to the really street sound. If you look back at, and I'm sure Pete has done this, if you look back even from the 50s to now, it's in sync and then grimy and then polished sound, then maybe it gets. So if you look, whatever area you're in, if you're in an industry-controlled sound where the top three or four artists are huge, mainstream signed artists to large labels, then the next thing you're going to hear is a Nirvana-type Soulja Boy groundswell where for 4 or 5 years you're going to get number of independent artists blowing up. And then, that's how it moves. I mean, all the way back to the Beatles, if you really study music, that's how it moves. So
now, I would say that applies to the female side, but for the male side, I don't think the commercial music is so much poppy as it's grimy and trappy.
I don't know.
Trappy has become poppy.
It is. It is. Because anything can become poppy. Like 50 Cent didn't intend to be a pop artist. Well, he did. You're right. He did.
The first. Not the How Can I Lie. Not the guy that's in Columbia. But the 3 year later guy that somehow miraculously released another album.
You're right. He did.
The Rookie of the Year Grammy when you had an album 3 years before that that didn't pop.
And it was grimy. His album was grimy. Then he had the pop songs in the club, which just hit a billion streams. So shout out to
50 Cent.
A billion streams 20 years later on Spotify.
Fantastic artists all the way around.
And do what?
Fantastic artists all the way around. 50.
Oh, yeah. Very consistent.
100%.
Who's been the most consistent female through hip hop?
You had to go back. You had to go back to probably, Queen Latifah, MC Light.
Queen Latifah, MC Light. I mean, they're both.
Yeah, but she had a.
She still can spit right now.
I'd have to go to MC Light.
Not long ago, I can't remember. I wanted to say it was 7 or something like that. And she had a single on there with a Neptune's beat or whatever, and she was killing it. And it didn't get as big as it should have got. But
that because you're right. I remember that. Hey, by the way,
interesting.
I don't want to mean it, but shout out, man, Up South 30, man. Love you, bro. RIP.
Oh, that's 30 on the t-shirt?
Yeah, that's the 30 right there on the back. I got the No Way, which is one of the dopest adlibs in hip hop. That was his adlib. No way was
rest in peace to 30. You know, I met 30 when he was super young. And
oh, me too. 40, all of them.
If I'm not mistaken, I think me and his brother was like one of the reasons he kind of started rapping. Because me and 40 Cal, we used to rap every day in music class. We didn't want to talk about Beethoven and whoever else. We were disrespectful. We sit back there and freestyle all day.
Hey, Paul Masson, by the way. Let's go ahead. Paul Masson. Man, that's dope, man, because 40 is one of the really true street cats of the field that like all his cred is real. Like he walk in a room and flowers wilt, and he had that talent. And I love the fact that, before he, got sent up on some bullshit, I might add, he was in the rock and roll shit. I managed him.
Yeah, I remember that. And
I'm gonna tell you, I'd be hard pressed to find a family with three brothers. I mean, you're talking about 40 Cal, Up South 30, Shiggy Sean. Man, that's a lot of talent. And one dozen of Jackson fucking Five of family.
And they were born into the game. They were born into the street game.
Every part of the game. And you ain't going to say nothing to their face. I mean, 5-2 players. You know what I'm saying? 5-2 players.
But yeah, we got anything else we want to say about the females? We're getting here at 45 minutes, and I'm gonna probably wrap it up in an hour, so I can cut it into two pieces.
James? Jay?
Well, I just, you know, I'd say a lot of what we need, especially in the field, is probably, you know, more females to be represented. I definitely try to, you know, find females to do interviews with for the documentary and stuff like that, but it seems like, you know, it's a difficult task.
Lady Ray, you know? She's been around for a hot minute and she's put out a lot of product.
And I got a shout out. I did have a female Black China, in my rap
I think
group.
We didn't talk about Black China either.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
China. 100%.
And I got a shout out the fact that I had a female in my rap group, New Litter. She didn't do a lot of performing, but she recorded with us a lot. Her name was Queen Black Widow. And definitely a street hood chick, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of family that had a lot of street cred and whatnot. But we definitely need more females in Fayetteville. We need more females in hip-hop, period. I mean, how many is there right now that's really popping? You got Nicki.
I'd say it's half a dozen. Let's just say half.
About
a dozen.
Half a dozen. I mean, and Young M.A., she's kind of fizzled out, right? I mean, she gets a lot of fan base in, I guess, the LGBTQ community and whatnot. Young M.A.
Oh, yeah, I know that dude, man. I know that dude. We got a little...
The Henny. Ooh.
Oh, man.
Moves. He got some moves. I got the moves.
All right, so we got Big Face Smith Jenner on the Live Preparing Now podcast. But it's all cool.
So is it worse that I smoke weed and drink liquor or Miss Jenner? Would you?
So we got like 23. You got Nicki, you got Cardi, Ice Spice, you got Meg, and you got Sexy Starlet. Red, I guess, now. And who else?
Scarlett
starting to come up. Scarlett, and then it's about 6 or 7, and that's it.
I'd say
it's
you got
a lot. It's not a lot.
Well, commercially, anyway. Yeah.
Commercially, yeah.
Can I say one thing? I want to get this off my mind. In Fayetteville, I really feel better about our female situation than hip hop in the whole, because we have 3 or 4 artists in Fayetteville that are dope. And I challenge y'all to go back and listen to a few of these artists. You know what I'm saying? Like
another one from Fayetteville.
Lady Rain, A-Game. Yo, A-Game got a couple singles, man. I used to play them on my internet radio show. And there's a few more chicks. You know, there's a chick out of Raleigh that's, I forget her name right off the hand, but I would say that Fayetteville is in a more healthy position, hip-hop-wise, female, than the whole of hip-hop. You know, as everybody knows. I mean, we got street cats here. We got some intellects. We got backpack here. We are spoiled. That's why we sit here like we old heads and we be a little critical. Because we spoiled. I mean, look what we got here. This ain't like Brooklyn where it's one sound. I mean, I go on the east side, I get one sound, the track sound. I go on the west side, I get a different sound. I go to the north side, I get a different sound. I mean, that's something different in the noun that nobody else has.
And we forgot one. Old girl from North Carolina is my home. What was her name? Shayla.
North Carolina, my home.
Shayla Boar or something like that. North Carolina is my home. You remember that, Mr. J?
Yeah, I'm on.
There was a female on that. That was from the deal at the time.
We used to have a chick down with us. Down with the Omega Clan years back. So shout out to O. I don't know if she's doing that, but
hey, Paul, make sure you cut some of these up because I think we have some funny fucking clips here tonight, man.
I'm gonna try to put it through the AI short system and see how they come out.
Okay, so this part is for me, us three here. Like a couple times a night, I said to Nick that I wanted to be there. Like we have to be a little bit more, you know. So yeah, let it go, man. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
The only problem is when you do shorts and you got 2 or 3 talking at a time, nobody can hear anything on the short.
Hey, there's a couple in there. I stopped. I heard there's a couple good ones in there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll send a login so y'all can actually get in there and actually create shorts from the videos.
Where you at tomorrow and I'll sit with you. Let's edit it together. I'll sit there with you, bro. I'll fuck with you, baby.
Yep. But fellas, I'm about to wrap it up. We're hitting the 50-minute mark, and I gotta go to the bathroom here soon too. I don't know how long I could hold it, but anything y'all want to shout out before we go?
James, man, what's up? It's Jimrod. Hey, by the way, big shout out to what you're doing with the whole history of hip hop and fed, but the way you're doing it is going to be the best way because you're getting it all together to put it together, which I love. And anyway, go ahead, Jay.
And do you got any females on your documentary?
Like I said, we still waiting to get some more.
We're trying to see if we can help you.
Who's going to be on the show in November. She's going to be on the documentary. We're trying to get a couple more. Let's see who pops up.
And when's that release again?
Show love to everybody.
When's it released again?
We're trying to get everything wrapped up by next year, but you know, the show in November at the Artist Block in Greensboro, that's where we're doing it. That's where we're doing the performance pieces and some of the final interviews.
And that's right around the corner.
Yep.
Anything else you wanted to say, Big Face? I don't really need to shout nothing out.
Say what, bro?
All right, fellas. I'll talk to y'all next week.
No doubt.
Peace.
All right. Everybody be easy.
All right. One.